offense, what are some things you've seen from Sam Bradford that make him a productive quarterback?
First of all, his arm. A pretty good arm, pretty accurate. He's a pretty good young quarterback. You could tell he's growing. He's going to be around for years to come. And another thing is he's able to move in the pocket, get out of trouble, and still have his eyes downfield to his receiver. So up front, we had to do a real good job. Another challenge for us, dealing with a mobile quarterback, but also a quarterback that can actually beat you on the ground also. But he do move to throw the ball. So our hands are full once again. And with the backs, I mean, they have three good backs. This is a young football team, but they they play very, very hard, very tough. They run the ball well. And they play, when they play good team football, they be very successful. So, like I said, it's another challenge for our defense to go out there and be able to slow down an offense that can do, pass the ball and throw the ball and be pretty good at both of them. So our goal is to try to get in one dimension and work from there. But it's going to be tough.
Vince, what has made Steven Jackson, he's 29, not a lot of running backs, in this league can last as long taking the punishment that he does. What has made him so effective for so long?
He's just a tough running back. I think sometimes as a football or an athlete, it's more of a mental game. It's up to that individual to make out who he want to be. I can't speak for him, but just looking at him on film, when his number is called, he's running hard. He's catching the ball, and that's one of the things I think he do very well. Is catch the ball out of the backfield. So it's been a couple of times that he put this team on his shoulder, and now they're starting to get him some help. And like I said, it's a young football team, but this team is growing, and they're growing fast also. So the head coach is doing a real good job with this team, and it's going to be a pretty good football team down the road.
Vince Tomlin talked yesterday about how good teams have a tendency to string a lot of wins together. Is that something you're conscious of at this point in the season?
I think this football team it can be a very good football team. Just have to be more consistent. I think a good football team always finds a way to win. I don't care how you win, but you find a way to win. And I think last week was a big win for us because of the way we won. Being up, giving up the league and, tying up and going in overtime against a division rival. And nobody had the heads held low. Everybody came in and everybody wanted to make a play. And you know what? The best thing about it all was, that was situational football. In previous, previous games, we haven't played as good in situations, but this game, we played it to a T. We played it exactly how we wanted to, and the one thing I'm very proud of that, defense has to win out and sealed the game for this team. So, that was a good team win. Everybody, the offense going down, giving us some points, special teams putting us in good field position, and then defense going out there and doing our job of getting off the field and sealing the game. So, that was a special win. That was a good win for the football team, and hopefully that's something we can grow on, because if we show them we can do it. For guys that we have around who that haven't been here a lot, hopefully that's a confidence boost for them that, when times get tough, we can stand up and we can take some shots. So, and we did that game.
Vince, can you guys do a better job, though, of closing the deal so you don't have to make going overtime?
It's football. It's football, man. You can't go out and expect to blow somebody out 50-0 every week. You can't expect to go out and, win 10 by 10 or 17 points every week. Let me tell you something. When you're playing with divisions, division games, I don't care. The record doesn't matter. You have two football teams that know one another best. So, they know what we do. We know what they do. They might have a little wrinkle. We may have a little wrinkle. But at the end of the day, we know each other, and especially that team. Sometimes we play three times a year. So, this is the NFL. You can't get bombed out from winning the ball game by one. I'm pretty sure Seattle or Baltimore or Arizona wasn't bombed out beating us by a couple points. Trust me on that one. So, you get paid to produce. This is what we're here for, is to produce. The way however you get it, you got to get it. So, and that was a big one for us. I don't care how we got it, we got it. But we still had every year, for improvement. And that's the biggest thing. This team haven't played its best football yet. So I would love to see this football team, when we actually finally get it together and play 60 minutes of good football, see how that looks.
Do you personally enjoy playing against a tough running back because you're in the middle of it all rather than a team that emphasizes the pass because you could really
get a little
action.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I prefer
to run and play against a team that loves to run the ball, especially scheme running team, because you know you get a little dirty. You don't have to worry about too much of cut blocks and zone runs and stuff, reading. That's a football team that want to line up and just smack you in the mouth, and they just think they better than you. So you have to love those games because you're actually getting challenged, and that's exactly what we did. You know, we got challenged. We rose to the occasion. They made a few plays. We made a few plays. But like I said, that's a division. You know, that's the New York Jets. That's how they wanted to play. So going forward, we're going to have to, play better and continue to get better and play more as a team. And good things are happening to this team.
Is this the same kind of game with Steven Jackson? Where
yes, you can. Yes, you will. This is another team that can line up and run the ball three straight times, four straight times if they're successful doing it. They have no problem putting the ball in their running back's hand, to get tough yards or even, a long distance. They don't care because they have so much faith in their offensive line and their running backs to get those tough yards. So we have to expect everything, but this is a good young football team, and they play with a lot of energy. They have fun playing, and they play together. So when they do that, they're very successful.